This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes as the death toll from landslides and accidents caused by torrential monsoon rain rose to 125. Maharashtra state is being hit by the heaviest rain in July in four decades, according to experts. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the lives of hundreds of thousands, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. Parts of India's west coast have received up to 594 millimeters or 23 inches of rain, forcing authorities to move people out of vulnerable areas as they released water from dams about to overflow. The hill station of one area recorded its highest ever rainfall of 60 centimeters in 24 hours. Harsh weather has hit several parts of the world in recent weeks, with floods in China and Western Europe and heat waves in North America raising new fears about the impact of climate change. The Taliban says that they do not want to monopolize power, but they insist there won't be any peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Shaheen is also a member of the group's negotiating team, and he laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on a precipice. The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and they're threatening a number of provincial capital advances that some come as last U.S.